One of my favorite verses of Scripture dealing with the resurrection is from the Apostle Paul, pinned to that tiny little congregation there in Philippi. It's found in Philippians chapter 3 and verse 10. If you have your Scriptures, I invite you to open your Bibles and take a look here with me. Context of it is very simple. Paul is in the imperial city of Rome. He is under arrest. He is in one of those dark, dank, damp dungeons, chained to a Roman guard. Probably a little wooden table there in the cell, a single candle, shadows dancing across the wall. And in a pensive moment of reflection, it's as if the Apostle Paul reaches over, grabs a scroll, unrolls it, spreads it out, and on that piece of parchment, he grabs a little quill, dips it in the ink, and begins to scratch out this declaration found in Philippians chapter 3 and verse 10. He simply says, "That I may know him and the power of his resurrection," i.e., that I may know Christ and the power of his resurrection. I think about a story that took place not too long ago, with Billy Graham. Charlotte, North Dakota was North Carolina was. They were honoring one of their sons, and it was Billy Graham. And they were having this wonderful celebration together. And during the course of the celebration, Billy Graham was given the opportunity to come forward and just share a few words. And as he was reflecting on a few things, he did take note that the suit that he was wearing, and then he kind of surprised the individuals that had gathered there by informing them that when he died, he planned on wearing that very suit to his funeral. And then he told the story. He told the story about the great scientist Albert Einstein. Now, of course, all of us know Einstein. You've seen pictures of Einstein. He's the one that seems to just perpetually having a bad hair day. You know what I'm talking about? That's Einstein. He's telling a story about Einstein. He's traveling by train one day. He's on the train, and the conductor's coming by doing what conductors always do. They're punching tickets. And as a conductor comes up, stands next to Dr. Einstein, this great scientist. He stands down and looks at Dr. Einstein, and Albert begins looking for his ticket. Absent-minded professor. So he's checking his coat pockets, he's checking his vest pockets, looks in his pant pockets. He cannot find his ticket anywhere. No ticket. Well, the conductor recognizes who it is, so he looks down at Einstein and he says, "Dr. Einstein, don't worry about it." He says, "I know who you are. I'm sure that you bought a ticket. It's okay, don't worry about it." And Albert looks up, smiles, and says, "Thank you." Conductor goes on, continues punching tickets. A few minutes goes by. Conductor comes back in. This time he looks down the aisle and he notices that this great scientist is literally on his hands and his knees searching underneath his seat for the ticket. He quickly walks up and he says, "Dr. Einstein," he said, "don't worry, I know who you are. It's okay." And while on his hands and his knees, Einstein stares back up at the conductor and he says, "Young man, I too know who I am. What I don't know is where I'm supposed to be going." And Billy Graham pauses for a moment and he says, "Look," he says, "when you walk by my casket someday and you see me there in this brand new suit, I want you to remember two things. I know who I am, and I know where I'm going." You see, the Apostle Paul understood the exact same thing. He says, "I want to know Christ. I want to know the power of his resurrection." And the reality is, here this Sabbath together, tucked away in this beautiful sanctuary, enjoying the stunning music and program, you and I too can understand the realities that we know Christ and we know that the tomb is empty.